A 23-year-old woman in South Carolina was arrested last week for having birthday sex. Carmen, birthday sex.
Your job birthday yesterday. Did you have birthday sex?
No.
With her dog.
Oh.
Did you do that too, Carmen?
No. Any guesses on what kind of dog it was?
I mean, I would think it would be a German Shepherd.
Pitbull.
No.
Oh, it's got to be a small one. Poodler. Poodle.
Poodler.
She had birthday sex with her wiener dog.
Awesome.
How appropriate.
For real, though. She had said earlier this week, a 21-year-old woman from Naples,
Florida. Oh, this is a different story?
Yeah, this is a different one. So this lady, 23-year-old from South Carolina, got busted for birthday sex with her dog. Earlier this week, a 21-year-old woman from Naples, Florida, was arrested for endangering in sexual activity with two dogs. Oh. The woman, Miranda Johns, allegedly sent her boyfriend videos showing the canines, quote, giving her oral sex while she masturbated. June, a Florida woman, now 19, was arrested for similar activity with her pit bull. Police found photos of the dog, quote, performing oral sex on suspect Ashley Miller. What is going on, ladies?
Yeah, there's guys that will do that for you. And one had a boyfriend.
No, I'm telling you, we open up the phone lines. This is happening a lot more than you'd expect. And I have to say, it's the dog is always trying to get into places it shouldn't be. And there's a couple of girls who've had some moments. There were a couple of girls even did the peanut butter trick that called the show and told us about it.
Are you saying the dogs are asking for it?
Not asking for it, but they're searching it out. They are beasts. They don't know what they're doing. But they are attracted
to...
Dogs are willing.
Dogs are willing.
Yeah. How do you know that?
Because they're usually the one, like, you ever have a dog? Yeah, every time you got
to
go, get out of my car.
I've never tried to have sex with
I haven't tried that sex either, but how many times do you have to... Like, every time I go to somebody's house, and they have a big dog that's right around my crotch level, so he's trying to stick its head in my crotch.
And a dog will lick your feet.
Yeah.
You can have, like, dirty, stinky feet, and the dog will be like, what's going on?
Right. Plus, if you believe in reincarnation, and you come back as a dog, you'll be like, hey, lady.
There is the saying, it's a dog's life.
Could you...
Dogs lick their own butt.
If you found out that you were dating... Say you and your wife divorced, and you were dating a girl, and you found out, she goes, hey... She goes later on, she goes, hey, I know we've been dating for a few months or something, I have to tell you. There's videos of me out there with a dog. Can you still work through that?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know. If there's videos or video, I don't need to know about the video.
She had sex with a dog. It doesn't matter if there's video proof or not, but she
What if you're periscoping with her, or you're FaceTiming with her? Listen to me. Yeah. You're FaceTiming with her, and she's like, hey, I want to show you something.
No.
And she starts undressing, and you're like, oh, yeah, this is good and stuff, and you like this? Yeah, whatever. And her dog comes over, and then all of a sudden starts doing stuff. And she's just
Immediately, like after like 7 minutes, I'll cut that out. Seriously,
take some screenshots.
Let it sink into my head for a good 5 to 7 to 12 minutes, however long it takes.
Yeah.
And then I would never watch it again until she did it again. It depends. I gotta tell you, it depends on what kind of dog it is.
Really?
Yeah. It's got to be a
dog.
You don't
want to compete with something big.
Yeah. Like, I don't like to watch a regular human porno if both of the people aren't attractive. I'm not into the guy, but I don't want to watch Ron Jeremy.
So if it's a cute dog, you'll watch bestiality porn.
No. I wouldn't watch bestiality porn. Like, I'm not going to go Google that.
Yeah.
But if
illegal.
I'm periscoping a girl and she's going to do that, and I'm like, well, what's the dog?
Poodle?
What kind of dog, yeah?
Poodle, yes or no?
Poodle gets, like, lesbian sex.
St. Bernard.
No, that's Ron Jeremy.
St. Bernard.
That's fat and hairy.
Yeah.
Black Lab.
Yeah.
Greyhound.
Black Lab is just like an average black guy.
Greyhound.
Greyhound, yes. That's like... Greyhound is like...
Labradoodle.
Seems too emaciated.
Greyhound is like an English guy. Hello. Let me get at you, lady.
Irish setter.
Yeah, it's an Irish guy.
Shih Tzu.
Oh. I don't know what that looks like.
Oh, they're the tiny little adorable.
Yeah.
I don't want to have anything that looks like a pillow.
I mean.
French bulldog.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
English bulldog.
Only because it's English.
Boston Terrier. They're very
muscular.
I
hate everything from Boston.
Boxer.
Yeah, boxer's perfect. Boxer is like...
Is it?
Yeah, boxer is...
So you're saying boxer is perfect for a woman to do bestiality with.
I'm saying a boxer represents... A boxer is a man of dogs.
Like if a girl having sex with a dog was a play. Your quote is perfect. Mike Kelta. The Mike Kelta
It's
show.
A boxer? Are the ears snipped?
No.
Perfect. Perfect. Unsnipped boxer is perfect.
Okay.
I'm saying for the looks of it.
Jack Russell.
No. Oh. Two yappy.
Two Jack Russells.
No. They'd be jumping over
three
each other.
Jack Russells.
No, it's okay. Distracting. It's like juggling.
This is the photo of the girl. So
oh, man. No, she's out. Yeah. I'd watch the boxer before I watched her.
Oh, sorry. Know. That's the other one. That's the latest one right there up
what?
On Bone TV.
Like a missing
Shut
Hansen.
Up. Yeah. That's the one on Bone TV?
That's the
she's
latest
hot.
One. That's the one from
oh, I'd
South
watch her
Carolina.
In a boxer. No, yeah. I raise your hand if you would watch her in a boxer.
Okay, hang on. Did you just say she's hot?
Yeah. She looks
okay.
like a boy.
First
she?
Of all, she's a 6. In dog sex, she's a 13. am I right? That's a girl who should be having sex with a dog. Not that one.
Yeah.
That one is a that one's a supermodel compared to that
Joey,
pig.
Bring that other picture back up. Okay, look at that girl.
Yeah,
that,
she's yeah. that's a look of a yeah. face. Look that's a face lips. Of a girl who got caught having sex with a dog.
You remember
she's
the,
making that.
Yeah.
Woo!
You remember the eyes of the woman who was a runaway bride?
Oh, yeah, crazy eyes.
That's exactly. You look in those eyes and you go, that's a dog banger.
No, no. This girl is like, I just did it to impress my boyfriend.
What
no,
if
no.
I told you that that is Nervous Jared's sister?
Which one?
The one on the right. You'd go, yeah. You
yeah, you're right. Yeah. You know, now that you say it. Still way hotter than that one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that one looks
yeah,
like she...
Yeah, I'm picking one to have sex with the dog.
Like, that one here just did it on a whim to impress a guy.
Yeah.
That one just goes out and buys a special kind of Walmart yeah. peanut butter because they're more attracted to that.
She yeah. does it because the dog just kind of walks in there and is like, what's this? And she's like, oh, it's an accident. She forces the dog to do stuff
Yeah, she
to her.
Adopts the dogs from yeah. the shelter yeah. just to do that and then kills
and then
them
hits
so they
them
can't
when
tell
they
anymore.
Don't,
yeah.
And eats them. She eats them.
Oh, man.
She puts. She actually
she eats
puts,
them whole.
She actually cooks bacon and puts bacon on there.
Oh, yeah. There is a private street in California called Glory Hole Drive,
yep.
and the sign keeps on getting stolen over and over again. Here's a couple of the people that live on Glory Hole Drive talking about the sign getting stolen.
I think the juveniles or young people say, well, it's a sexual connotation, so they're going to take the sign. Who knows where it went? Some kid's got it in his bedroom or college dorm or I don't know. We moved down from Alaska, and our street name up there was Smoke Bowl. Yeah, I don't know who took the sign, but you know, they wanted it pretty bad.
That guy
we
over...
had the Smoke Pole sign up in Alaska smoke taken pole. Twice.
It's difficult. I mean, we live in just this little strip right here. There's four driveways, so trying to get people to take, you know, the middle one, but not the paved one.
Listen, that guy, there's something going on
yeah.
with that guy. He lived on Smoke Pole. Oh, yeah. Now he lives on Glory Hole Drive.
He's looking at a house on Ass Play.
The name goes back to old mining camp. There was an area back in the 1800s, and a mining camp, a glory hole, is any big, deep excavation that opens to the surface.
Okay, yeah, but in reality, in 2016, a glory hole is a hole that is in a wall where a man is supposed to stick his appendage through, and then a woman, supposedly, will service him on the other side. I think the fact that you can't see through the hole, guys aren't even checking.
Have
they
you
don't
ever
even
been
care.
To one?
No, I don't even. I know where yeah. to find one because of people who've gotten arrested before, and we've read about it in the paper.
Yeah.
But I don't know where there is one. And I know that there's a place over in Drew Park. Is that where... the Legends Field is and all that, behind, not in Legends Field, but behind that area, like behind the Pink Pony and all that, there's a bunch of private sex places and over there. And supposedly one of those video stores has a video booth of the glory hole that I've seen on X Hamster yeah. and a bunch of people filming videos here.
See, I've been to one, not like intentionally, like I was.
Oh yeah, it was accidental glory hole. I didn't mean for that dog, boxer to come in my room.
It was one of those bookstores, like an adult bookstore that had the theaters and it was a sectional, so you
right.
could walk in and be a little phone booth and you'd put your money in,
yeah.
and then you turn the dial to what movie you wanted, and then there was just about a hole with probably about a 4-inch diameter on the side. And I went, well, that's interesting. Nothing.
You knew what
nothing,
it was.
Oh, yeah, I knew
Did you look
that's
in the hole?
Interesting.
No,
Did you get poked in the eye?
No, it was the middle of the day, so I knew that there was no.
Why were you
there.
In a pee booth in the middle of the day?
Rob actually said, that's interesting.
I used to drive to and from Philadelphia for work every day, and it was a 2-hour drive, and it was the middle of the morning.
Break up the monotony?
I was doing morning radio, so I would always stop in this dumpy little town
always.
On the way home. I swear, once or twice a week, I would stop and take care of business and then go about, because I'd have to go straight
you
to school.
You would stop in the booth and rub one out?
Yeah, because then I'd have to go straight to school, and we would do a lot of dirty things on the show, and I'd get real horned up and can't do it at work. So,
so
I would
go and be the guy who does it in the booth?
Yeah, a few times. Jesus. There's probably a video out there of just a short little bald guy cranking
glory
on.
Hole in it. No one ever tried to come through the hole while you were there?
No, because again, it was middle of the day. It was like 12:30.
So what? Creeps, look at this creep's always in there at 12:30.
Is that low time for it?
Yeah,
what's the best time to go?
What's the high time?
I wouldn't know, but if I were to say, it'd be right around 4:30 before
dinner
you go home
time,
and see your wife, do some gay stuff. And
we had a girl. I don't know if we had her on this show or another show. That she was she used to go into a place on Fowler, and she said that she used to get a guy because you couldn't go in those rooms if you were a girl by yourself, because they just assume you were a hooker.
Yeah.
So you would go in, but they'd let couples go in there.
Was it the Wooden Nickel?
I don't know the name of the place. I've never been to the place, man.
The Wooden Nickel.
It was like a porno store.
Well, the Wooden Nickel has got like porn, but then it also has
booths. I think it was a porn thing. So she said that she would, they don't let girls go in alone, so she'd have to go in with this guy, and that they would go in the booth together, and then when things came through, they would switch. Yeah, that was his part of his deal, why he went with her, and the guy didn't know. The other guy on the other beyond the wall didn't know.
That's
I just
cool.
assumed that if
you're going in there, you know.
Mike Pancake didn't know.
Listen to me. There's no way you're going in there thinking, oh, I'm sure that it's a hot 25-year-old, you know, girl on the other side.
Right.
It's some, you know, weirdo creep guy.
Yeah, it's Rick who sells washers at Sears.
Rob who's on his way to school.
Yeah.
But it's never, even if it is a girl on the other side of that, it's never going to be a hot girl, right? It's all like,
who cares? You're looking at a wall. You put a picture of a hot girl on the wall.
Regardless, it's I would say 99.9% of the time, it's not going to be a girl.
Although I tell you, if you put Gloria Hole in X Hamster, there's pretty decent looking girls they got.
Yeah, but those are all that set up for the porn.
What?
Real quick, look who's on the phone. Kung Fu Douchebag, how you been?
Howdy, how you doing?
I'm going to cut you off like Don Lemon because you
terrible.
Keep saying you're going to come in here and you never come in.
Oh, I'm going to zip on down.
All right, come on in. That's
Boo.
It. I just want to let you know I'm not going to talk to you anymore because you keep standing me up. Go ahead.
A guy snatched a woman's purse at a mall parking lot in Southern California on Friday, and a man just happened to be riding on his horse, chased the guy down, and returned the purse to the woman. The cops are trying to track down the thief.
It's a cowboy way.
Yeah. Knight in shining armor. A mail carrier in New York got arrested earlier this month in the middle of his route because he yelled at a car full of plainclothes cops. He says he yelled because they almost hit his truck. We have some audio and some
actual video. Why did they arrest him?
Video.
You're allowed to yell at cops.
I guess they were upset at getting yelled at, so they decided to arrest him. Here's some video and audio.
Nah. On the job.
Man, working up this other fool.
Oh, male lives matter. When you have four people yelling, stop resisting, and the one voice goes, I'm not resisting, that's never good for you.
But he isn't. He's just standing there. He's going, why are you arresting me? Which is you would ask the same question.
Yes, I would, but I would probably be a little bit more cooperative than he's being, not saying that he's doing anything wrong. But I don't want to give them any excuse.
But here's the problem. It's plainclothes cops in a car who are probably on a stakeout, have been there for 3 days, and some guy comes by and yells at them. They go, all right, well, let's just arrest this guy. He's being annoying.
Yeah, but you know
not
what?
That it's
you
right.
can.
Right.
I yelled at a full-clothes Pinellas County sheriff leaving the Rays game one time because he smacked my window, and he scared me, and I just yelled at him. And
scared me.
Yeah, and then he yelled back at me, and then we both kind of laughed it off. But you can yell at a cop. I mean, there's no law against
that. Not for much longer, you can't.
There was an accident out front of my house on Saturday night. It was like 11:45 at night, and the two cops that live below me park on the street. They park their giant Chevy Tahoe Cruiser, so you can see you can't miss them. A guy was speeding down our street in a Porsche. I think he was drinking and driving because he told the cops he was drinking and driving. Slammed right into a parked sheriff's officer car on my block, and the cops that live below me are very nice. I've never heard them do anything. Never heard them yell. They went off on that guy, and I go, Deservedly so. They just got done their shift at like 11:15 and just parked their
car. Now they
got
to deal with this drunk jerk off.
4 a.m. They were out there until 4 a.m. The Treasure Island police had to come out to
paperwork,
tow the car. The poor cops. And I go, wow, good, good. Yell at the guy, because the guy was bleeding from his head, but he was also going, well, yeah, I was drinking and driving. I just didn't see the car. And I go, well, that's what you deserve. You smash your brain.
She dragged him right in the water.
Yeah. Speaking of drinking and driving, cops in California pulled over a guy who was painted completely gold last week after he crashed into three other cars and then tried to get away. There's a picture of him on Bone TV. He looks fantastic. He's a black guy. Yeah, black guy. He's painted all gold. He told them that he was painted gold for a photo shoot, but he didn't elaborate on it. He's now facing charges for driving under the influence and hit and run.
They put a tarp down on the chair so he didn't get it all gold in the office.
He looks like an Academy Awards
fan. You don't your chair all gold or anything. Let's see. There was in Massachusetts, there was a guy who went to a Taco Bell drive-thru at 1:30 a.m. last Thursday, but it was closed, and he got so upset that he sped away, hopped a curb, crashed into an ATM kiosk, and knocked himself unconscious. He was charged with reckless operation of a motor vehicle. Mm. I've been that mad before.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're hungry and you go somewhere and it's closed, oh, man.
Oh, do you remember when you first started working here and I went to the Wendy's in Brandon?
Oh, yeah.
I went to the Wendy's in Brandon. They closed at 1 o'clock in the morning. I was there at 12:40.
Uh-huh.
I sat at the drive-thru. They didn't answer me. I pulled up at the window. They all just looked at me through the window, and they laughed, and I'm like, it's 12:40. And then I had a digital camera at the time, and I took pictures of them, and it looked like I caught Bigfoot inside. Hey, I can't believe Carmen. No girls have called about having sex with dogs, and no guys have admitted to being in glory holes?
Not yet.
What a bunch of lying listeners we have. If you're a girl, and tell me I'm not right about the boxer. That's the breed of dog that you go. But if you're a girl and you've had experience like those ladies, because I know that you're out there. We've talked to you before, and there's two girls in 1 week who got in trouble for it. You can hide your phone number and give us a fake name and all that. I just want to know about your experiences. I know a lot of you girls love your dogs. I mean, you really love your dog. I've seen your Snapchat. You probably make out with your dogs. I know you're doing other things with your dogs. And then there's got to be guys who have been to glory holes
or
in
girls.
This area.
Or girls.
There's no girls going to glory holes.
Could be.
Are they? I mean, they're not. They're doing the glory holes.
What if? That's like a sorority thing. Like you have to be in a sorority, you have to go in the glory holes.
Carmen, you should have to do that to be on the show.
Yeah.
That's new sorority.
I'm not this idea. I'm on.
We
the
never
show.
Hazed you. Yeah. You've never been in.
Really?
You wouldn't go. You wouldn't. Really? You wouldn't glory hole it up.
Think about that.
What if you knew? What if we played like a roulette game?
No.
Why?
Your new sorority, Carmen. Your new sorority is Nelta Nira Hola.
Carmen, what if we build a wall? And put a hole in it.
Where?
No, right here.
Okay.
Like you sit in the corner, and we get like a cardboard thing. And we put a hole in it.
Yeah.
And then each one of us goes, and you have to just kind of identify. You don't have to touch anybody. You have to identify who it is.
I can tell. Yes, we've talked about this.
You think you can?
Yes.
How?
I can color, size.
My color.
Yeah.
You would be able to tell.
They're you didn't know that. Rob is black.
Is that true? I've seen
Carmen,
Rob's
can you do me a favor? Will you draw what you think our penises look like?
I'm not a very good artist.
Oh, mine has a smiley face.
No, but be serious about it, though.
I'm not a very good artist.
Yeah, I know
try.
You're not. I know, but don't take your time. Think about it a little bit.
Okay.
Become one. Become one.
You need some different colored pencils and stuff. This is shading.
Some crayons, please.
Crayons?
Yeah.
Think about it and then draw what you think to the best of your believability. Like, you're like, go really. Not. Don't make like, he's short. He must have a short one. He's tall. He must have a long one. You know, just think about it and tell me what you think.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead. We'll do the glory hole.
An Easter egg hunt.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.